Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I am very excited to get into this podcast today because it's an idea that I got from a fellow podcaster, from Will Boyd, the Nobody's Podcast, about a commencement speech for students. And I get a lot of students that reach out to me. I get a lot of students that email me, Instagram message. I don't know, they call our office, a lot of students, which is awesome. And I've had a chance to talk to quite a few PT students via Zoom in particular, doing digital kind of video chats about our profession and about business in particular. And what I wanted to do was be able to talk directly to those of you that just graduated and give you some advice that I wish that somebody would have given me on the day that I graduated. And I remember the day I graduated really, really well. I was in San Antonio, Texas at the AMED Center, the Army Medical Center. And it was the U.S. Army Baylor, you know, class graduation. All my classmates were there. We all had our dress uniforms on, which if you don't know what those look like, it's basically like a suit you wear in the military. And you have some of your awards on there, which for most of us in the class, we were fairly new. We hadn't been in the military very long, so we didn't really have much of anything. We had a very simple looking uniform, but my entire family was there. They all came down to see us. My brother had recently gotten back from Baghdad, and he was there as well as my grandfather, who was a World War II and Korean War vet, and he came as well. So a special moment for us. My whole family was there, and I remember thinking to myself when I got my diploma. I remember thinking, man, I just accomplished probably the most challenging thing I ever set out to do, and now I have no fucking idea what I am going to do in my job. Like this is probably what many of you are thinking, and if you're thinking that, that's okay. That's normal. You have a lot of desire probably to want to go and use the skills that you've learned and set the PT world on fire, change things, disrupt things, all of these things that are important, you know, for us to have a new perspective on things and to really have people come into the profession and help drive it forward in a really positive way. But also there's this feeling of unknown, of uncertainty, of not really being sure of what your path is, right? Like not knowing what the next few years look like. Is it going to be a residency? Are you going to go into a fellowship? Are you going to specialize in some sort of sub-niche, whether it might be neuro or pediatrics or sport, ortho, you know, if you want to really go down the realm or in the realm of entrepreneurship and start your own thing, do you want to work for somebody for a while? How long do you need to work for somebody before you feel like you can go and do your own thing? What type of contracts do you need to be aware of in terms of non-competes and signing on bonuses and all this stuff? Is you're going to be home health? Do you want to travel? All of these things are going through your mind, but take a step back and realize what you just accomplished is special. It's important that you understand that what you just accomplished is special enough to have your family come in from who knows how far away to come and watch you get a piece of paper and walk across a stage. That is a very rare thing, incredibly rare. And too often, in particular, when we first graduate from school, we're very, very future biased. And I'm very guilty of this. To this day, I bias much more towards future, potential, possibilities, the things that are, you know, capable for us to actually be able to accomplish. And I don't celebrate the moment enough. So if you're listening to this and you graduated, congratulations. It's amazing. You know, you should be very proud of that. You have a degree that will help you in so many ways. This gives you credibility in so many unique ways and allows you to take the next step to really help a lot of people. So take a moment and reflect on what you've gone through, because it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You've completed this marathon, this academic marathon that didn't just start in PT school. It started when you were in high school working on getting into a college, in college working on getting into a graduate school to get your doctorate, and then from there being able to prove that you were able to, you know, understand the curriculum and apply the curriculum to be able to get your degree. So congratulations and celebrate that moment. Now from there, you really have to ask yourself, what is it that you want to do? Who is it that you want to work with? And what do you want your life to look like? And I think that this is the one thing that it's hard to get perspective on when you're younger, is what do you want your life to look like? That's a difficult question to answer. And sitting down and really thinking about, where do I want to live? Who do I want to have relationships with? What do I want my job to look like? What kind of people am I the happiest working with? What kind of people that when I work with them, I get a lot of energy from them, versus what kind of people do I absolutely hate working with, where I feel, you know, like they're an energy vampire and they just suck the energy out of my entire day? And how do I work with less and less of those people and more of the people that give me a lot of energy and fulfillment? Because matching up your career with something that gives you, you know, personal satisfaction and enjoyment is very rare, very rare. Too many people go to work every single day and they don't want to be there. They are frustrated on the drive to work. They sit there every day and can't wait until their lunch hour to get out of that office to go and do something else for a period of an hour before they have to come back and get back to the same crappy thing that they wish they didn't have to do anymore, and then look forward to the end of the day and get super excited on Thursday because they know Friday is the last day of the week, and then they get Saturday, Sunday off, and then they get depressed on Sunday night before they go back into work again on Monday. And in our profession, we have the good fortune and have positioned ourselves in a way where we get to help people. And helping people, in most cases, gives everybody a lot of personal satisfaction. It makes us feel good. Helping people, seeing the transformation, it's one of the reasons why we like it, why we decided to go this path or take this path and become a practitioner. But when you start to get in a place, and for many of you, sadly, many of the jobs that are out there are going to be high volume practices that want nothing more than to just have you see a ton of people, burn you out, and then hire the next new grad that comes out so they can pay them very little and then have high turnover and make a bunch of money off of productivity from you just getting burned out over the course of about a year to 2 years is typically from what I have seen. Now, what does that mean for you? Go into this profession with your eyes wide open. Understand that those jobs are out there, and there's a lot of corporate-owned practices, hospital-owned practices that would like nothing more than to plug you into that and burn you out and utilize you from a standpoint of revenue production until you feel like it's just not the right profession for you anymore. So if you understand that, you know what to look for. And what you really have to try to find is a career or a job that allows you to really work with the people that you enjoy working with and not put you in a place where it sacrifices your health or mentally fatigues you to a point where it's not enjoyable anymore. And that means for many of you, you may not be able to find that job. And if you can't find that job, you have to create that job for yourself, whether that be through another company as an entrepreneur and being able to say, like, this is what I really think I can do to add value to this company. This is the context in which I'd prefer to work. Can we make that work? If we can, and it works on both sides, awesome. You don't have to go through all the stress that comes along with starting your own thing or, you know, going the route of becoming an entrepreneur. And that's not always the case. Now, if it's not the case and you decide, I just have to create my own thing, well, congratulations. You've now stepped into the realm of an entrepreneur, a whole different world of things that you have to learn, but an exciting world at that, and one that you get to explore different things within our profession, ways to solve problems, ways to be creative and actually add value to people in ways that insurance doesn't necessarily always reimburse for. That could be a physical product, that could be digital business, that could be digital products, it could be programming, it could be, you know, any variation of online business, of consulting, telehealth, all kinds of things that you can do, and you can niche down with the specific people that you want to work with. But what you need to also be aware of is that this route has some bumps in it. This road is bumpy. You know, the employment road is very smooth typically. The entrepreneur road is bumpy. But if that's the direction that you know in your heart you have to go, then go into that knowing full well that you're ready for it, that it's going to be difficult. But guess what? So is school. So is the last 7 years that you just spent in undergrad and graduate school, taking tests, learning things, studying, staying up all night, trying not to fail. That at least was my case. Trying to just get through school, knowing that there's people in here that are way smarter than you and that you're just trying to keep up. And that was difficult as well. And if you can accomplish that, you can accomplish whatever it is that you want in your career when you get out. And go whichever direction it is that you want to go. But you not knowing right now, currently, not knowing where you want to be in the next 3 to 5 years is 100% normal. And it's okay. It's the way that it is for everyone. And I can tell you, when I got out of the military, when I got out of school and went into the military, I should say, and was sent off to my first duty station, my intention was to be in the Army for a career. I was going to be in for at least 20 years. My goal was to really change the way that the military looked at injury prevention, strength and conditioning, this hybrid approach that I was able to practice. And you know what? That's not what happened. And that's okay, because what I've been able to do at this point is the path that is the right path for me. And at the time, that's not what I thought was going to happen. I had no intentions whatsoever of getting out of the military, opening a practice and starting a podcast and starting to teach people all about business all around the world. That had nothing to do with it. So some of you might be sitting here right now thinking to yourself, all I want to do is go through residency, get really good clinically, go work with a really strong mentor for a really, really, you know, well-known practice, and then, you know, just try to become as good as I can at this thing. Well, in 5 years, that might not be the path that you know you need to take. But for now, take the path that looks like it's the right one for you and keep your eyes open for opportunities, because too often opportunities present themselves, but people are too scared or stubborn to actually go after those opportunities. And I think everybody gets a few really solid opportunities throughout their life, and many people ignore them. They ignore them either out of ignorance or fear, a combination of both. In many cases, just being scared of what may potentially happen and leaving that comfort that you develop for yourself. But keep your eyes open, because opportunity will present itself. And when it does, if you are ready and you take that opportunity and you commit to whatever that is, if you're successful enough to get through PT school, you're smart enough, you have enough grit to be able to get through that, you have enough to be able to accomplish whatever it is that comes your way, whatever that opportunity might be, and hopefully it's something that really changes our profession for the positive going forward. Because I can tell you this much, all the students I talk to, there's not a single student that I talk to that I thought to myself, damn, I was a shitload smarter than them when I was in school. That has never been the case. I'm always shocked at how smart, motivated, savvy the students are that reach out to me. And it really is something that it gives me a lot of hope and And it's very, I think, a very positive thing for our profession, you know, to see the caliber of people that are coming through our profession and getting added to our profession is just so amazing. So you're one of them. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything you've done in school. Thank you for the hard work. Now it's time to get out there and try to figure out what you want to do. And if you don't know what it is just yet, don't worry about it. Just start and you'll figure it out as you go. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.